So before we start learning tonight, the shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosom of Rav Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Meir. That is the shver of our dear friend Reb Yaakov Greenwald. His yortzeit was Yud Alef Tammuz, and also Le'ilui Nishmosom shel Rav Yitzchok ben Eliyahu, which is the father of Reb Yaakov. So the shiur tonight is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosom, Sheyanichu B'Sholom HaMashkovim. They should be Melei Yitzyosha for the entire family. You should know Mach Nachas Nesimcha Bebriyas Toivo Bebaryas Gufa Benahora Mahalia. And we should always share Besodis Toivis. So this week's parsha, we learn most of the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach. But usually those are sugyos we deal when Pesach comes along. I had a temptation to speak today about the Fias Matzahs. But last week we already spoke about a Dalet Kosis, so I don't want to get people confused. Pesach is still somewhat off. So today we will be discussing a mitzvah which we are mekayim once a month. And that is, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem LeChodeshei Hashanah. And this mitzvah has two different interpretations. One is Pshuto Shel Mikra. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, that we count the year having Pesach be the first month. And that is an interesting dilemma, because Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, and not Tesvav B'Nissan. So regarding the year, Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei, but regarding the months, first month is Nisan. And months have a different count, and the year has a different beginning and a different end. So that is the first interpretation of this mitzvah. Kipshutoi, achodesh hazeh lochem, roish chadoshim, rishon hu lochem l'chodesh hashanah. But it is also the source of the mitzvah of kiddush achodesh. This posik is the source that Beis Din needs to be mekadosh achodesh based on the rebirth of the Levana. And when the Bakona once again becomes visible, that is the time to be korveya roish chodesh. So we no longer are Mekadosh Chadoshim al Piriya, but we do have a Mitzvah Derabbanan, which is Kiddush Lavona, which is somewhat of a Zecher to Kiddush HaChodesh, that in days of yore we were Mekayim once a month, and that is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Lavona. So an interesting observation. Where is the source in Shas, the details, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Lavona? That is in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Kol HaMavorach And then the Gemara asks, "My mevorech," and this is in Masechet Sanhedrin. There is a perek in Masechet Brochas which includes the vast majority of Berachas Arroya, Arroya Prichodosh, Arroya Brokim, Hashomei Aramim, Arroya Schaveroi, Arroya Ilonis Hamelavlevim B'Chodesh Nisan. All the Berachos Arroya are in Perek Tes of Masechet Brochas. Kiddush Levon is not a Masechet Brochas, it is a Masechet Sanhedrin. However, in Yerushalmi, it's a Masechet Brochas Perek Tes, together with many other Berachos Arroya. It is not only a different location in Bavli and in Yerushalmi, the Loshon of the Gemara Yerushalmi is Harroya Levona B'Chidusha Tzorech Levorech. And the Yerushalmi asks, "My mevorech?" We have this very same question, "My mevorech?" in Bavli. But in Bavli, we do not find this term, "Harroya Levona B'chidusho." The Bavli says, "Kol mevorech ala Levona kiilu mekabel pnei Shechina." And then the Gemara asks, "My mevorech?" Maybe it would be a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. What is the very nature of this bracha? So in Minchas Osho and Parshas Boy, I do not recall which siman it is, but Minchas Osho ala Toiro in Parshas Boy, there's a very fascinating discussion. And the discussion is, how do we define the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona? Is it a berachas harishus or is it a chayva? Do we have a chayv to see the Levona in order to say the bracha? Or it is only like all the other berachas haroya? If you happen to see the Levona, you say a bracha. So in a Torah publication that came out, Toshin Tezayin, that was 65 years ago, one of the Chachamim, Talmud Chochem, wrote that he had a discussion with the Chazon Ish and with Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, and they have a machloikis how to define Kiddush Levona. And that's very interesting. So this is a Talmud Chochem, obscure. I don't know who he was. The name doesn't say much. And he wrote a maamar in Tovshin Tezayin in a Torah publication named HaNe'eman. And I must say that Talmud Chochem writes a very confusing siman. Well, it was written 65 years ago, but it doesn't really make much difference, and I wouldn't be proud of it if it were written today. Very confusing, very convoluted. But he brings a machlokes between the Mrs. Zalman and the Chazon Ish. Mrs. Zalman says, just like any other Birchas Aroya, if you happen to see, then you need to make a brocha, but it's not a chiyuv at all. And the Chazon Ish said, it's a chiyuv. And I definitely support the opinion of the Chazon Ish, but let me broaden the scope of this discussion. There's an amazing tshuva noy de biyuda, madura kama or chaim semen mem alef. The noy de biyuda deals with the question, chodesh nisan, and they did not yet, no, chodesh odo, not chodesh nisan, and they didn't say kiddush levona. It was cloudy days, and in the middle of mikra megillah, a boy runs into shul and he said, there's a Lavona. There was no Lavona up to then. So what is they supposed to do? They're in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Noi Dibiyuda says, you stop the Megillah, the entire Kehillah walks out, you say Kiddush Lavona, you come back in and you read from where you stop, you continue and finish the Megillah. That's the psak of the Noi Dibiyuda. Well, it is quite clear that you don't say, you skip Oleinu L'Shabayach. You don't need to say the Mizmorim. You don't need to say David Melech Yisrael and Shalom Aleichem. All you say is the Brocha. That is the Ikar. But nevertheless, it's an amazing psak. So he says, you stop in the middle of the Megillah because this is a mitzvah veris. If you're not going to say Kiddush Levona, you might lose the opportunity. But the Megillah ain't going anywhere, so you'll always be able to come back in and continue and finish the Megillah. Two of the Gedolim in one later generation disagree with the Noi Dibiyuda, and that is Sefer Yehoshua. I quote this Sefer, it's a beautiful Sefer, from time to time I quote him. And whenever I quote Sefer Yehoshua, I say, I don't mean Yehoshua ben Nun, I don't mean Sefer Yehoshua from Nevi'im HaRishonim. One of the Achronim wrote a Sefer, Sefer Yehoshua. Yehoshua ben Nun would not reject the Noi Dibiyuda, I could assume. So Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel Babad was the Rav in Tarnopol. His nephew, the Minchas Chinuch, took over his position after the Ptir of Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel Babad. They were relatives, the Babad family. And he has a Sefer Yehoshua, and a Semen Yudalad, he brings the Noi Dibiyuda and rejects him. So does Reb Shloime Kluger. Reb Shloime Kluger and Sefer Shnois Chaim, Shalas HaTshuvos, on Shulchan Aruch Chaim. And they both have the same argument. How would you stop a middle of a mitzvah which you already started, and it's a chiyuv, and go be mekayim a mitzvah that you're not yet mechuyev, because as long as you don't see the lavona, you have no chiyuv. You need to see the lavona to say the brocha, and as long as you're in shul and you didn't see the lavona, then you're not a chiyuv of kiddush lavona. So the argument of the Noi Dibiyuda, this is a mitzvah veres, this is a mitzvah sheina veres, that would be a relevant argument if both mitzvahs are a chiyuv. But you don't have a chiyuv of Kiddush Levona yet, so why would you stop a mitzvah which is already a chiyuv and you're in the middle of observing the mitzvah and go over to another mitzvah which is not even a chiyuv yet? So it is clear to me that according to the Noi Dibiyuda, it is a chiyuv. And Kiddush Levona is not like other Birchos Aroya. So I always apologize and I say, as good as my English might be, but the language of Torah is Loshen Kodesh. And when I want to say a Klora Hagdora, I resort to Loshen Kodesh. The fundamental question is, by Kiddush Levona, Hariyah Mechayevet or Hariyah Me'afsheret? Is seeing the Levona the cause of your Chiyuv, or seeing the Levona just enables you to say Kiddush Levona? You have a Chiyuv to say Kiddush Levona every month. The way to perform this mitzvah is you need to see. Otherwise, you can't say the brocha. But you're mechuyev to say the brocha, and therefore you're mechuyev to see. But seeing the lavona just enables you. It's just a methodology, how to be mekayem this mitzvah. But the mitzvah is a choyvo. It's not like other birchas ariyah, which are just erishus. The closest I could get to this definition is the brocha of she'osen nisam l'avoseinu b'yom ha'im b'zman hazeh b'nei Hanukkah. Yeah. But it's not if you happen to see, you say the bracha. you're mechuyev to light Hanukkah, and you're mechuyev to say that bracha. But you can't say the bracha as long as you didn't light Hanukkah, you didn't see Hanukkah. But the bracha is actually a chayva. In order to say the bracha, you need to see Hanukkah, either your own or someone else's. But it's not that the bracha is a bracha, it's just if you happen to see Hanukkah. So that is a fundamental question. Is Kiddush Lavona like any other Berachas Aroya? If you happen to see the Lavona, then you say this bracha. So when you see a friend after a month, you say a Shechiyanu. If you see him after 12 months, you say Mechayim Mesim. If you see Chachmi Yisrael, you say Shecholok Mechamos Eliyarei. If you see a Melech Agoy, you say Shecholok Mechvoy De Labos Avedam. You see an elephant or some strange creature, you say Meshana Briya. So there are many Berachas Aroya. Is Berachas Lavona one of them or no? So the way I understand the Noi Debiyu, the Berachas Lavona is a chiyuv. It's not a rishos. But you can't say the bracha unless you see. Another example, Berachas Aner Mitzvah Shabbos B'Havdolah. Is it just by coincidence? If you see fire, you say no. We put on an Aner Mitzvah Shabbos in order to say this bracha. So if you don't have an Aner, you can't say the bracha. But you need to put on an Aner in order to say the bracha. So Reb Shua Heschel Babad and Reb Shloime Kluger, for some reason, maintained that Berachas Lavona, Kiddush Lavona, is like any other Berachas Aroya. If you happen to see, then you say a bracha. And therefore, they wonder about the Noi Debiyut. It's not a chiyuv yet. But the Noi Debiyut's opinion, as I understand it, is no, this is different. So maybe that's a machloikas to Bavli and Yerushalmi. So the Chazon Ish sides with the Noi Debiyut the way I understand the Noi Debiyut. Rabbi Sazan Mamelza sides with Rabbi Shua Heschel Babad and Rabbi Shlomi Kruger the way I understand them. So that Talmud Chochem in this publication, HaNe'eman, writes that according to Rabbi Sazan, it's Berachas HaNe'enin. And Berachas HaNe'enin is not a chiyuv unless you want to eat. It definitely is not Berachas HaNe'enin. It's definitely Berachas HaShvach, like any other Berachas HaRoya. But the question is it similar to Berachas HaRoya, and it is only if you see you need to make the bracha, or it's a chiyuv to see in order to make the bracha? Because in Berachas HaShevach, in the broad family of Berachas HaShevach, there are different types. There are Berachas HaShevach which you say every morning, like Berachas HaShachar. There are Berachas HaShevach that you only say coincidentally. If you happen to see something, it is then that you say this bracha. That is the machloikis regarding Kiddush Lavona. That is the way. So one might argue, it's a machloikis Bavli Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, this bracha is found in Peirik HaRoya with all the others. And the Yerushalmi says, HaRoya Lavona B'chidusha Tzorech Levorach. And that is exactly the nusach and the formula of all Berachas HaRoya. Maybe the Bavli has a different opinion. And the Noi Debiyut has a source in Bavli. And that is why in Bavli, this bracha is not in Peirik HaRoya in Masechet Brachos. Totally different location. It's the Neder of Membeis. And the Bavli doesn't even say HaRoya Lavona B'chidusho. Kol HaMavorech Al HaLavona Kilu Kibur Pnei HaShchina. So would we say according to the Bavli, you don't need to see the Lavona at all? No. That's going too far. Because the Rambam in Perek Yud Melchas Brachos writes HaRoya Lavona B'chidusho. And that's the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Chavav HaRoya Lavona B'chidusho. So I think everybody agrees that you can't say the bracha if you didn't see the Lavona. But the question once again, is seeing the Lavona the reason of the chiyuv? That is the machayev, or seeing the Lavona just enables you? In order to say the bracha, you must see the Lavona. Just like Berachas Aner b'Havdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. Just like Berachas HaRoya by HaRoya Ner Chanukah. You need to go see the Ner Chanukah in order to say this bracha, but you're mechuyev to say the bracha. So one might argue, according to the Bavli, it's not Berachas HaRoya, it's not in Perek Tes of Masechet Brachos. And the Bavli doesn't say HaRoya Lavona B'Chidush Tzorech Levorach. I would argue, the Diyak of the Bavli is a powerful Diyak. The Yerushalmi might agree with the Bavli. Yes, it's a Perek HaRoya, because after all, if you don't see the Lavona, you can't say the Brach. So it's a Perek HaRoya, but that doesn't prove that by its very essence, it is the same nature of other Berachas HaRoya. anyway. It might be a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, but even if it is halachik Bavli, that is a basic rule, and therefore the Noi de Biyud is right. And to me, it's clear that the essence of Kiddush Levana is a chiyuv. If you don't see, you can't say the brocha, but you gotta see in order to say the brocha. And I have two reasons to believe that that's the emes. First of all the other berachos haroya, you need to say the brocha when you see. And if you didn't say the brocha when you first saw, then you lost the brocha. Some gedolim paskin that b'di'eved, you could say the brocha the second time or the third time around. But lechatchila, everyone agrees that you need to say the brocha when you first see, or you first wear. That is why the minigis, you say a brocha on a new garment when you put it on the first time. And if you're wearing it already for a week, you lost the brocha. So if berachas alavona, kiddush alavona would be berachas haroya, then the halacha would be, you can't wait for mitzvah Shabbos. You need to say the brocha first time you go out and see. And there are more paskins, tov chavov, based on the Trumas edition, that if possible, we say the brocha on mitzvah Shabbos. Even if you say it in the middle of the week, we never heard that you're not allowed to look at the lavona unless you say the brocha. And you need to say the brocha the first time you see the lavona. So you walk out of the house, you happen to see the lavona, you need to stop in your tracks right there and then and say the brocha. Nobody does that. And this proves it's not like all the other berachos haroya. Haroya chaver aliyach hayud beischoidish says a brocha machaya meisim. So if he's been around for a week, could you still say the brocha? Of course not. Every berachos haroya, everybody agrees, lechatchila, you need to say it immediately. Even b'di'eved, most poskim say, if you didn't say it the first time you saw, then you lost the brocha. So the Moshe Sternbuch in Chelik Beis, I think, in Shuvas Menhoves, brings a sefer, Talmid Reb Chaim of Alozhin Ksav Yad. I'm not familiar. I don't know what sefer he's talking about. And they quote Reb Chaim Valozhin and the Shagas Arya, that by Kiddush Levona you need to say the brocha the first time you see the Levona, b'chidusha. So what does the Ramos say Motzei Shabbos? Till Motzei Shabbos you don't lift your eyes. You look down not to see the Levona. That's such a doichak. We don't find that in any poiskim. So I don't know what that ksav yad is that's quoted in Shuvas Vanogas, Lagon Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Doesn't make sense. It definitely is not correct. By Kiddush Levona, there's no kpeda to say the brocha the first time you see, and that proves that Kiddush Levona is essentially, basically different than any other berachos haroya. Any other berachos haroya, the riyah is mechayev. And that is why you need to say the brocha immediately. You can't say it later. Kiddush Levona is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon us once a month. Every month you need to say Berachas Hashevach al Mo'er al Levona. The ceremony, the way it's done is you look at the Levona and you say the brocha. And therefore, doesn't that all need to be the first time you see? You could wait till Motzei Shabbos. You saw the Levona 100 times before that. Doesn't matter. So this proves the nature of Kiddush Levona. The second point is the machloikis between Achronim Marikash and Marshal. Would a blind person say Kiddush Levona or not? Tshuvas Marshal Siman Ayin Zayin, quoted by the Magen Avraham at the very beginning of Tav Chavov and Shechon Ochar Chaim. The Mashal says a blind person could say Kiddush Berachas Levona. He should say Kiddush Levona because it's not a Berachas HaNehenin, it's a Berachas HaShevach. And even the blind benefit from light. People help them get to where they need to be. So they benefit from the light of the moon, and therefore even a blind person could say this brocha. That's the opinion of Tshuvas Marshal Siman Ayin Zayin, quoted by the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiva Agan and Spat, Rabbi Kiva Agan and Spat, and the Chido as well in Berkei Yosef bring the Maharikash. Maharikash, though, disagrees. And so does the Radbaz seem to disagree. Tshuvas Radbaz Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Mem Aleph. And they say a blind person can't say the brocha. So the Marshal says a blind person could say, just like Berachas HaMa'oros in Kriya Shema, the first brocha of Berachas Kriya Shema, Yoytzer HaMa'oros. So a blind person still says Yoytzer HaMa'oros, even though personally he doesn't see the Ma'oros, he doesn't see the Levona. but he still gives a Berachas HaShevach. So, according to the Mashal, we definitely can say that it's a Berachas HaRoya regarding Ilonois HaMelavlevim El Chodesh Nissan. If you're blind, you don't see a Brocha. So a blind person wouldn't say a Brocha when he sees Chach Misor. But do you remember the story in Brochas Daf Nun Ches about Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes was blind, and a Goyish king came to town, and he went with all the others, and he said the Brocha. So maybe Rav Sheshes was different. At the end of the story, that Tzedoki aggravated him so much. You have Bayena Vos Egal Shulat Somas. And I always ask, so which Einayim you have Bayena Egal Shulat Somas? He was blind. So obviously, with his blind eyes, he could still make a Gal Shulat Somas, which is interesting. I don't know much about the sugya of Gal Shulat Somas. I don't know. I never tried it out, and I don't know. I'm not familiar with the methodology. I don't know how it works. But maybe Rav Sheshes was an exception. But anyway, there's a big machloikis in Poiskim. On one hand, Marshal and the Magen Avraham say a blind person does say Kiddush Levona. And others argue, no, a blind person would not say Kiddush Levona. And this is, as I said, a big machloikis in the Poiskim. Shuvas Yankov. Shuvas Chelikim and Seman Amid Bey says, if a person covers his eyes, he definitely can't say Kiddush Levona, even according to the Marshal. Because if you do have eyesight and you cover your eyes, it's like sitting at home. If you're sitting at home, you definitely can't say Kiddush Levona. A blind person, yes, but not someone that covers his eyes. So most Achroinim, including the Bialoch and Simetov Chavov, says, Sofek Brochas Lahokal. This is a major machloikis, and we should be choishish to the poiskim that say that a person that cannot see should not say the Brochas. So the Bialoch says, he should be yoitza with someone else. Someone else should be moitzi him. And Rabbi Yankov Emden, Birke Yoitza, most of the later Achroinim say, Sofek Brochas Lahokal. So, according to the Mashal and the Magen Avraham, it definitely can be Berachas HaRoya. And even the ones that argue against the Mashal, it's not necessarily because they say it is Berachas HaRoya. But after all, to say the Brocha, Chazal say HaRoya. HaRoya Levona B'Chidush. And that's the Loshon of the Rambam. That's the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch. So, those great poskim that say a blind person would say the Brocha, clearly prove that it's not a Berachas HaRoya. It's like Berachas HaShevach, like Yoitzer HaMoiris. Those poiskim that say a person that cannot see would not say the Brocha, it's not necessarily because it's the same as other Berachas HaRoya. It's just because, after all, the method is you look at the Levona and you say the Brocha. So they feel that the blind cannot say the Brocha because they cannot look at the Levona. Could I have a Mishnah Brura, Chelek Vav? No, it's not Chelek Vav, it's Chelek Dalet. Thank you. So let's go into some of the details in Siman Tov Chavov regarding Kiddush HaLevona. So the Mechaber, I quoted the Loshon of the Mechaber. HaRoya Levona B'Chidush HaMavoch HaShem Mora Baruch Shukokim. Ein, the Lamor writes, Ein L'Kadosh HaChodesh Ela B'Lailo B'Eish HaLevona Zorachas V'Nehenin Mo'ira. You can't say Kiddush HaLevona only at night when the Malacha is shining V'Nehenin Mo'ira. Mishnah Brura Siv Kotin Beis. La'fuka ben HaShmosos Shalavona Neretz Tzaz V'Dayinu Yoyim. Ben HaShmoshos, you definitely could see the Levona, but you still have some sunlight as well. So most of the light is not radiating from the Levona, but rather from the sun, and that is, you can't say Kiddush Levona. It is not the Zman Shachames Zorachas. It is only after nightfall, after Tzeisek Echovim, when we no longer have any sunlight, even though we know that the Levona is a reflection of the sun, but that is Ora Levona. So you can't say Ben HaShmoshos. And what does it mean, Nehen in Mo'oiro? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Be'esh Zichoso Nikeres Al Gabe Karki Im Neskasa HaLevona Be'ovim. If clouds cover the Levona, do we say Kiddush Levona or not? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im ha'av dak v'kolush, sheneres ha'levona mimenu v'nena b'mevorach, ve'im ha'anan av, thick clouds, einoi mevorach. The source is Tshuvas HaRadbaz. Radbaz, Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Mem Aleph, has this psak, and that is the earliest source. So the levona is obstructed, there are clouds. And we have this question so common, you know, you walk out of the shul and there are clouds covering the levona, and we patiently wait. If we have a big tzaddik, he usually brings the levona out of, from behind the clouds. Not always does it work, but sometimes it does. You just need to be a lucky tzaddik and not only a big tzaddik. Sometimes the levona just won't cooperate. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechalek between thin clouds and thick clouds, and that's Tshuvas HaRadbaz and Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Mem Aleph. And it's interesting that HaRadbaz proves this from Ner Moitzui Shabbos by Avdolah. Ein mevorchan al haner ad shia oisu l'oiroi. So Berchas HaNer Moitzui Shabbos is not Berchas HaNen, and it's a Berchas HaShevach, but you can't say a brocha unless and a brochas nun gimel amid beis is a machloikis ameroim yoisu mamish, or it's just there is sufficient light and you could be nehene from the or. La halacha we paskin asim a reish tzadik ches. That's the halachas of berchas nemetz oy shabbos. Lo tzerich yoisu mamish. In many homes they put out the electricity by Avdolah. It's nice, but there is no need. There really is no need, because we paskin that you don't need achi oisu mamish. It just needs to be sufficient light. You know, sometimes you have a tiny little flame which really doesn't give any light, and you can't say a berchas haner. That's why you need an avuka. You need something substantial, but you don't really need to be nana. So the tour brings the minig that we look at our fingernails. Why fingernails? Al Pidrash, there are different reasons. The Levush says, it's not really looking at your fingernails, it's closing your fingers, and then against the nether, opening them. So the palm of your hand was closed, was dark, and when you open your fingers, then light, you know, the nether sheds light on the palm of your hand. As you open your fingers, the light becomes obvious, and that is the point of this minute. So the Radbaz says, then how do we know that you need to be nana from the Lavona to say Kiddush Lavona, just like Berchas HaNer Mitzvah Shabbos, Ad Yoisu L'Oiroi? And the concept is the same. You don't really be nana from the Lavona, but there needs to be sufficient light, that people should be able to see each other. And so, regarding Kiddush Lavona, there is no Gemara that you need to be nana ma'oiroi, and the source is it is from there that the Radbaz learns the halacha, and that is the source of the Ramah. So there needs to be a possibility to be nana. And this is a very common question. So when there are clouds, you see somewhat of the Lavona, an outline of the Lavona. You see light, but you don't clearly see the Lavona. So what is Anonim Dakim, and what is Anonim Ovim? So the Radbaz, quoted by the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, differentiate between thin clouds and thick clouds, how thin and how thick. So most of the Poiskim say, well, the Magen Avraham says, Rovi Le'enois, if you could be Mafchen Ben Issa L'Pinyan, two different coins, then Rovi Le'enois. So obviously, it's very difficult to define. I mean, especially in our cities, in our towns, when there's artificial lighting, even in the streets, not only in your homes. So everywhere you go, you have artificial lighting, so it's very difficult to determine, are we nana from moonlight? So we assume that we are. After all, the moon reflects light and it gives light to the world. If you go out in the desert, it's going to be much darker than it is in the city, because you don't have artificial lighting, but still, even in the desert, when you have a full moon, you definitely could see. So the Magen Avraham generally writes, Hachiyahenu l'oiroi. Tshuvas divri atzav, orachayim, simit tzadik vav. The divri atzav is my Rebbe, the close of my Rebbe, the Tzanzar. And he has a tshuva about Berchus Achamo. Same question as Berchus Alavona. And he writes that he remembers in Tov Reish Nun Zayin in Rudnik, that was the year of Berchus Achamo. We have Berchus Achamo once in 20 years. And it's in Tov Reish Nun Zayin, the Rudnik of Paskin, the sun was covered with clouds. They should not say a brocha. And that was a big controversy because people wait 28 years. It's either now or another 28 years. And he paskin, we should not say a brocha because the sun was covered with clouds. And the Tzanzer writes that it caused somewhat of a controversy, but he insisted on his opinion. And he said Berchus Achamo would be the same as Berchus Alavona. Just like Berchus Alavona, if thick clouds cover the moon, you don't say the brocha. The Marasham is very makel in this aloha. And the Mashal writes, even if you don't see a clear outline of the Lavona, but you could know where it is, you see some light, that is enough. And he brings a raya which is amazing, proves the bekiyas of the Masham, but it's somewhat questionable. Viro Roshi Abadim. So the Roshi Abadim of the Oroin need to be visible b'chutz, but we didn't see the Labadim, but they were protruding from the Kapoiris, from the Paroiches. So, from outside, it was just obvious that there are badim. So he says it's the same by Ria Salavona. Or, if it's just obvious, there is a Lavona out there, and you see light, that is sufficient. We find the same in Sefer Yoshua that I quoted before, Reb Shir Heschel Babad. He writes, Afar pisha ein roya noisa klal, you still can make a brocha. But that is not the ruling of most poiskim. And most poiskim say, you need clearly to see the Lavona. In my opinion, it depends. Do we have a clear outline of the Lavona, or you just have some light which you see more or less round? You can't say Berchus Alavona, you can't say Kiddush Lavona unless you see a clear outline of the Lavona. It is only then that you could say Berchus Alavona. And what happens when part of the Lavona is totally visible, and most of it is covered with clouds, goes all the way back to Leket Yosha. Leket Yosha, which I quote quite often, is a Talmud of the Truma Sedeshin. It's a sefer that doesn't have any simonim or seifim. And the printers didn't use Hebrew letters to count the pages, but rather numbers. So it's page 70, Leket Yosha, according to Truma Sedeshin. Even if a little part of the Lavona is clearly visible, you could say Kiddush Lavona, even if most of it is covered. Another halacha that we find, which is interesting, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha, Im hitchil avorach v'acher kach niskasa ba'ovim goymer habrocha. Im lo shu meshayer shetiskasa Lavona be'emtza berchosoy she'az lo yatchil berchosoy. And this is an interesting halach. The source of this halacha is in Hagoyes on the Shulchan Aruch of Reb Chaim Tzanzer. Reb Chaim Tzanzer is not the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim was the Tzanzer Rav, and his name happened to be Reb Chaim Halmishdan. Reb Chaim Tzanzer lived 100 years before the Divrei Chaim. He was the head of the Brother Klois. The Noide B'Yehuda was a younger man when Reb Chaim Tzanzer headed the clothes abroad. He lived 100 years before the Divrei Chaim. And he has a goes in Shulchan Aruch al Chaim. And the source of this halacha is a goes of Reb Chaim Tzanzer. And he says, if you started saying the brocha, and before you managed to finish the brocha, the Lavona was covered, you still finish the brocha. However, if you see the clouds, and sometimes the wind makes the clouds move quite fast, and for a split second, Lavona is visible, but it's quite obvious that in a second, it'll be covered once again, can't say the bruch. That is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But the Chaim Tzanza says, if you saw the Levona, even if you didn't even start saying the Brocha, and it's covered, you still say the Brocha. And that's a big cooler. We did see the Levona, but for a split second, for a fleeting moment, and before we even managed to start the Brocha, it was gone. Still say the Brocha. And it proves this halacha from Reish Chof Zayin. Reish Chof Zayin is an interesting halacha. Person hears thunder, and you need to make the Brocha Shekoichik V'rosa Moriyodam, but he's in the bathroom. If he could leave the bathroom, Toch Kedei Dibur, he could still say the Brocha. So Chaim Tzanza writes, just like there, you didn't say the Brocha immediately, you had to leave the bathroom to say the Brocha, but if it's still Toch Kedei Dibur, you could say the Brocha. So the same is Ra Roya Salavona. You saw it for a fleeting moment, but if it's still Toch Kedei Dibur, you could say the Brocha. Some Achroinim argue against this Chiddush. Over there it's Bechas HaShevach. But here, you need to be Nana from the Levana, and the Anua is gone. This proves what I said at the beginning of this year. It's not Bechas HaNanin. Bechas HaNanin, you can't say only if the halacha of the Anua is still relevant. This is not Bechas HaNanin. This is Bechas HaShevach. It's just a technicality that you need to see the Levon and be Nana. So it is similar to Berchas HaRa'amim VaHabrokim. You could say the Brocha Toch Kedei Dibur. So this proves the point which I said at the beginning of the Shia. Yeah.
Clarification. The Rav quoted that if you see it for a fleeting second, you know it will be covered, you don't make the Brocha.
Yeah, there are three different situations. Most of the poskim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, if you started saying the Brocha and then the Levona was covered, you could finish it. But if you know that by the time you finish the Brocha, there no longer will be a Levona, you don't say the Brocha. Reb Chaim Tzanza says you do. And he goes beyond that. Reb Chaim Tzanza says, even if you saw the Levona and you didn't even start saying the Brocha, if it's Toch Kedei Dibur, you can say the Brocha. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept that ruling, but the logic of the ruling is, he says, like Berchas HaRa'amim. If it would be Berchas HaNanin, you can't say the Brocha when the Hanoah is gone. For instance, Berchas HaNer Moitzi Shabbos. So you had a Ner, but before you said the Brocha, the Ner is out. Would you still sell the Brocha? Probably not. This is different. But that is the machloikis between the Bi'alocha, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Reb Chaim Tzanza. So we dealt with very interesting questions regarding Kiddush Levona. We started off the shiur with a lamdish discussion. What is the essence of Kiddush Levona? Is it like other Berchas Haroya, or it's a Chiyuv, and Bavli Yerushalmi, and different Nafkaminis? And then we went into some interesting details and protim in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona regarding how visible does the Levona need to be, in order to enable saying Kiddush Levona, and different protim and different shailas halacha lamais in this very interesting mitzvah. So this mitzvah is a zecher leKiddush Levona, and Kiddush Levona is based on the pasuk in this week's parasha. Achoydish hazeh lochem, roish chadoshim rishen hu lachem lachodesh hashanah. But the pashtus of this mitzvah is counting the months. Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year. And why is that? Why does it make a difference? And why is it so important? And then Rabban explains, like all the other Rishonim, this is one of the many mitzvahs which come to remind us Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is so fundamental. And that is why we have a mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so important, so fundamental? We have many mitzvahs, all of them, in order we should never forget, and we should always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim proves that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, I don't know whether everybody knows that word. Mm-hmm. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a koyel yochel, Takef ubal yecholes uban akoyches kulam. That is what we need to bear in mind when we say Shem Elokim. It is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants in creation. So the Pshir Leib Diskin explained, but this is found in early Rishonim. Rabbi Yehuda Hoyanoisim Bem Samonim, Datzach Adash Ba'achav. What is so special about these Samonim? Datzach Adash Ba'achav. It could have been Dachza, you know, it could have been Y334, could be 442, it could be, 2, 4, 6, or it could have been any other combination. So some Rishonim explain now, Datzach, Adash, Bachav are three different categories. And because the Eden were 400 years in Mitzrayim, 210 years actually, in Golas Mitzrayim, with all the persecution and the torture and the pain and the murder, and the Nesyonis and the Hester Ponim, and they needed a lot of chizuk in their amuna. The midst of them, the Egyptians were idol worshippers, and many of the Jews also lost their faith and lost their betochen. So the Aseres HaMakos not only come to punish the Mitzrayim and Paray, they also come to renew the faith, the amuna, and the betochen of Klal Yisrael to see Yad Hashem. The Am Tzvadei HaKinem are on the lowest level of creation. Afar Aretz v'mei hayam. That's Dam, Tzvardeya, and Kinem. The next three, Adash, Orev, Deva, Shchen, are in people and in animals, a higher level. The last four are in the heavens, the winds, the sun, the moon, the Ma'iris, and the last one was in Nefesh Adam. Ani Rishon v'ani Achon u'mevalodai Ein Elohim. Elokai Hashemayim hu Elokai Haaretz. And he and only he controls everything. And that is the Chochmah of Datzach, Adash, Ba'achav, three different categories, three different levels. L'man t'sape b'ozne b'incho v'en v'incho asa asher esalalti b'mitzrayim v'esesoysay asher samti b'am. Asa asher esalalti Mitzrayim is punishing the Egyptians, their punishment. Esesoysay asher samti b'am, that is l'chizuk emunah v'abetochen. But Yetzias Mitzrayim also proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, and ultimately he will always come to our rescue, even when everything seems to be so hopeless and we seem to be so helpless after hundreds of years under Paroi. So this is a chizuk l'doyrei soilam. Yes, it is our fate, it is a gzeres shemayim that we suffer, and we've been through more pain and suffering than any other nation on the face of earth, but ultimately, kilos ha-shochach mipi zaroi. And Klal Yisrael is Netzach. We are eternal. And so Chizuk Mitzrayim proves not only the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end ultimately will always come to our rescue, and we will always be redeemed and we will always be salvaged. And that is why we need to remember the Netzach Netzachim Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban at the end of this Pasha, the end of Pasha's Boy, I can't speak Pasha's Boy without mentioning the Ramban. The Ramban says, and that is why we have so many mitzvahs, just lest we ever forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban writes, Kol Masenu v'mikrenu hem nisim, ein behem teva, v'minhogoy shaloylam. Everything is Ashkocha Protus. And the Ramban writes that the Tachlis Abriya, ואין לאל אליון חפץ בתחתוינם, כי אם שידע האודם ויהודה לאלויקוב שברואוי. That is the Tachlis Abriya. ואין לאל אליון חפץ בתחתוינם, כי אם שידע האודם ויהודה לאלויקוב שברואוי. And that is what Sabbath season is all about. Recognizing the awareness and expressing gratitude and thanks and singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what the Novi Yeshayahu says in Perek Mem Gimel, Amzu yotzar tili tilosi disapeiru. So Yaakov Avinu had 12 children, 12 tribes. Yehuda, Ato, Yoiducho, Achecho. The Medrash says that Ledoires Zoylam, Jews would not be called Ruvenim, or Shimonim, or Zvulonim. All the Jews, regardless of which tribe they come from, would be called Yehudim. And that was the Brocha, Atu Yoiducho Achecho. But the Targum does not explain, and why is that? Why is that? And I think it is because the name Yehudo was given by Leah, Hapam Oide Es Hashem. So the name Yehuda is an expression of thanks and gratitude. That is what we're all about. That is our mission in this world. Ein la'el elyon chifetz v'tachtoinem ki'im she'yeda ha'olam ve'yode le'eloikav she'baroi. And that is why we are all Yehudim. Al Shem Yehudo, Hapam Oide Es Hashem. Amzo Yotzar Tili Tielosi Yisapedu. So when I started the shiur today, I said it's not Pesach, so we're not going to talk about matzahs. Neither is it Purim. But I do want to share with you an amazing thought that I speak about when Purim comes along. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? So one of the three terutzim in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, Kriyoso Zu Hilulo. Mikra Megillah is Halal. But Mikra Megillah is not Halal. There's not one expression of gratitude in the entire Megillah. Not one expression of thanks, of recognition. So in what way is the Megillah Halal? And everybody grapples with this question. And I say, the entire Megillah is about Hidoya. And you got to be blind not to see it. Because Megillah Esther is the only sefer in Mikroi HaKodesh in which we are all called Yehudim, from the beginning of the sefer to the end. In all the other sforim of Tanakh, Torah, Moshe, Neviim, and Ksuvim, we are called Ivriim, or Bnei Yisroel, not Yehudim. The only sefer of Kisvei HaKodesh in which we are never defined as Bnei Yisroel, or as Ivriim, only as Yehudim is Megillah Esther. And to me it's clear that is about Hidoya. Yes, it's hidden, it's concealed, and that's the way it's got to be. Kriyosa Zuhilula. But it's so obvious why in this Sefer, and only in this Sefer, are we called Yehudim. That is a reflection and an expression of gratitude, of Hidoya. Because that is the name of Yehuda, and that is why all Bnei Yisrael, regardless of their origins and which shevet they come from, we're all called Yehudim. Because that's our mission, that's our duty, and that is what it's all about. Ein la'el elyon chifetz v'tachtoinem kiyim shiyeda ha'odam v'yogele elokav shebaroi. And that is why Yetzias Mitzrayim is so fundamental, so important, and so significant. And we have so many mitzvahs that all are a zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one of them being the mitzvah of this week's parsha, Achoydesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chadoshim Rishoin Hu Lochem Lechodshei Hashanah. Ki ha-meitzeh shecha mi-yeretz Mitzrayim, arenu nifloyes. We should see Nisan nifloyes once again, bebi'as goyel tzedek, ubebinyan beis ha-migdosh, b'mehero v'yomeinu.
Amen. Okay, why, what brought Hazal to abandoning the miracle of the basic of the Shem? He didn't do it to